朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
保罗的呼召，
Paul's calling，
保罗成为使徒，
Paul becoming an apostle，
是从一个源头，
coming from the same source。
但是这个源头包括了两样东西在里面。
But this source consists of two things in there。
一个是耶稣基督。
One is Jesus Christ。
一个是叫耶稣基督从死里复活的父神。
And the other one is the God the Father who raised him from the dead。
你如果懂得一点文法的结构，
If you understand just a little bit of the structure of the grammar，
你就很清楚的知道，
Then you will very clearly know，
保罗在这里的宣告，
The declaration of Paul here，
一方面说到他是基督与父神呼召他的，
On one hand he's stating that he's called by Jesus Christ and God the Father，
另外一方面他所强调的是父神与基督为一。
And the other、one that he's emphasizing on is God the Father and Christ Jesus is the one.
他在大马色的路上，
On the road of Damascus,
他所遇见的荣耀的基督，
The glorious Christ that he encountered,
呼召他，
called him.
所以他不是人呼召他，
So therefore he's not called by men.
因为是荣耀的基督，
Because it's the glorious Christ，
是复活的基督，
The resurrected Christ，
他不只是人，
Not only he is man，
他也是神，
He is also God。
保罗接着说，
Paul continues to say，
和一切与我同在的众弟兄，
And with all the brothers and sisters with me，
写信给加拉太的
And writing to the churches in Galatia.
你知道保罗在写书信的时候，
You know that Paul, when he's writing his epistles,
他常常把他的同工放在一起。
He constantly put all his co-workers together.
一方面他是要让别人也尊重他的同工。
On one hand, he wants other people to respect his co-workers.
一方面是显明出他确实爱他的同工。
On the other hand, he's trying to reveal that he truly loves his co-workers.
但是他很清楚地说明，
But he very clearly explained,
虽然这些跟他在一起的弟兄是很宝贵，
Although these brothers with him are very precious,
然而他们不是使徒。
However, they are not apostles.
保罗很清楚地要让加拉太的人知道他并且只有他在那个时候是使徒。
Paul very clearly wants the people in the churches of Galatia to know that him and only him is an apostle.
就是这样简短的两节圣经，
Even in such two brief verses of the Bible,
保罗让加拉太的弟兄姐妹明白，
Paul calls the brothers and sisters in Galatia to understand
他所写的东西，
The things that he wrote，
就等于是耶稣基督亲口所讲的东西，
equals the words spoken by Jesus Christ himself。
这是为什么两千多年以后的今天，
That is why today after over 2,000 years，
我们还在读加拉太书，
We are still reading the book of Galatians，
我们还在思想加拉太书，
We are still reflecting on the book of Galatians。
常常有一个错误的说法，
Constantly, there is a wrong saying.
说圣经怎么成为圣经呢？
So how did the Bible become the Bible?
是因为在哪一次的大会里面，各教会的领袖，我们开会决定的。
It's like in some great major conference, the leaders of the churches, they had a meeting and they decided.
不是的。
Not the case.
圣经之这六十六卷书之所以成为圣经，
The 66 books that they become the Bible，
是因为每一卷书本身 都有足够的证据证明他们是有属天的权柄。
Because every book of the Bible itself has enough proof that it has authorities from heaven.
这是为什么我们今天读神的话语的时候
？That is why today, why we're reading the words of God.
我们一定要记住。
We must remember.
这是神的话。
These are the words from God.
因为是神的话。
Because they are words from God.
所以是真的。
Therefore, they are true.
因为是神的话。
Because they are the words of God.
所以可信。
Therefore, they are believable.
因为是神的话。
Because they are the words of God.
所以不会改变。
So therefore, they are never changing.
你不要有偷鸡的心理。
You don't need to have a thought that thing that this may not be real.
圣经里面讲的这个话可能在我身上不会发生。
That what the Bible has stated here may not happen to me.
也许我这次这样的偷偷鸡摸摸狗的干一点事情，上帝眼睛瞎了会看不见。
Maybe this time if I sneak behind and do these things, maybe God may not see it.
做梦都不要梦这个事情。
Don't even dream about it.
这是神的话。
These are the words of God.
它是真的。
They are true. They are real.
它是可信的。
They're believable.
而且。
Also.
它不会改变的。
They are never changing.
它告诉你。
And it tells you.
做什么事。
Whatever you do.
会有什么后果。
Well, what that certain kind of consequence.
是真的。
They are true.
不会因为你长得漂亮，它就不真。
Not because just because you're good looking and then it will not become true.
不会因为你比较聪明，它就不真。
Not it will not be because you are a little cleverer, then it will not be true.
我真希望我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹。
I truly hope that brothers, younger brothers and sisters amongst us.
你们牢记这句话。
Remember firmly the saying.
神的话是真的。
God's words are true and real.
不要用你的生命去试它。
Don't test it with your life.
神说不好就是不好。
If God said it's not good, then it's not good.
神说不行就是不行。
When God said it's not allowable, then it's not allowed.
你不要去试试看。
Don't try and test it.
你试试看都是要后悔的。
Even if you test it, you will regret.
都是要走弯路的。
You will have to go that crooked path then.
然后我们再往下面看。
And then if we continue to read on,
保罗借着问候他们
，Paul through greeting them，
却把他重要的信息表达出来。
He expressed his important message。
你表面看起来
，superficially looking at it，
它就是一个问候的话。
It's just some greetings。
愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
他先愿恩惠临到他们。
He first wished grace to come upon them.
恩惠这个字。
The word grace.
我们太熟悉了。
We're too familiar with it.
熟悉到一个地步，我们不知道他在讲什么。
We're so familiar with it that we don't even remember, realize what it's saying.
在希腊文里面
，In Greek，
这个字有两个意思。
There are two meanings to this word.
第一个意思是美丽。
The first meaning means beauty.
美丽是什么意思呢
？What does beauty mean？
这个真神给人的那一个恩典。
And、this grace coming from this real true God
是很美丽的。
It's very beautiful.
是很吸引人的。
It's very attractive to men.
如果基督徒的生命中有从神来的恩典
，If Christians has grace coming from God in their life,
我们的生命就一定是美的。
Our life definitely will then be beautiful.
如果是从神来的恩典
，If it's grace coming from God,
就会带出美丽。
It'll bring out beauty.
如果不是从神来的恩典
，If it's not grace from God，
很多好处也会临到我们。
And many benefits may still come upon us。
带出的就是丑恶。
But it brings out will be ugliness。
这个字还有第二方面的意义。
And this word has a second meaning to it.
是一个不配得的一个非常慷慨的礼物。
It's a very generous gift that we are not worthy to receive.
神给我们的恩典。
The grace that God has given us
是我们绝对不配得的
is we definitely not worthy to have.
并且是无论我们如何的努力都得不到的
And also, no matter how hard we work for it, we will not get it.
却是在神的爱中
But in the love of God,
神白白的给我们
But God gives it freely to us.
这个叫做恩典
And this is called grace.
当保罗在为这这一群弟兄姐妹求神的恩典临到他的时候
When Paul is asking for grace to come upon this group of brothers and sisters from God
保罗其实是在为他们祷告
Paul is actually praying for them
盼望神的美丽
And hoping that the beauty of God
以及那个不配得的爱
And that unworthy love
充满在他们的身上
that be filled, will fill them,
使他们的生命
so that their lives
也能够显出神的美丽
may reveal also the beauty of God
然后保罗为他们求平安
and then Paul asked for peace for them
保罗是一个犹太人
Paul is a Jew
犹太人里面一讲到 shalom
with the Jews when they talk about shalom
平安
peace
在他里面就有一个思想
in him there is a thought
平安不是没有 trouble 不是没有麻烦
peace does not come without trouble
平安不是每件事情都是心想事成
peace doesn't mean everything will come according to your will
犹太人的思想里面也就是旧约圣经里面的思想的平安
In the Jewish people's thinking and also in the Old Testament's thinking of the word peace,
是神要给人最高的美善。
And it's that God wants to give people, man, the highest beauty and goodness.
这一个最高的美善会让一个人的心思纯洁。
And this highest form of beauty and goodness will cause man's heart to be pure.
他的 mind.
His mind to be pure.
并且他的心思会充满着喜乐
And in his heart's mind, he will be full of joy.
他会感受到神的爱和神的关怀
He will feel the love and care of God.
虽然外面他可能有很多的麻烦和痛苦
And maybe you have a lot of troubles and sorrows outside.
然而在他里面却有一个夺不去的平安
But in him, there is that peace that cannot be taken away from him.
怎么可能有人有恩惠与平安呢?
How is it possible that men can have grace and peace?
保罗接下去就告诉我们,
Paul continues to tell us,
其实是因为神在人类的历史中为我们做了极大的事工。
But it's actually because God has done in the mankind's history the greatest work.
无论是恩惠或者是平安
Whether it's grace nor peace.
都必须是建立在耶稣基督的十字架上
But it must be built on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有他为着我们的罪
But only from him fruit for our sins.
他舍了他的自己
He gave himself up for us.
舍了他的自己。
He gave himself up for us.
是为着救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
In order to rescue us from the present evil age.
换句话说。
In other words.
主为着拯救我们。
The Lord in order to save us.
他必须死在十字架上。
He must die on the cross.
我们才有盼望。
Then we may have hope.
主的死
The death of our Lord
是讲到他舍了自己。
It's talking about him giving up himself.
为什么舍了他的自己呢
Why did he give himself up for us?
是为了我们的罪。
It's for our sins.
New English Bible
The New English Bible
他是这样的翻译。
This is how it's translated.
他说他让他为着我们的罪。
He said for our sins.
他把他自己成为一个祭牲。
And he offered up himself as a sacrifice animal for us.
耶稣基督的死。
Jesus Christ's death.
最重要的。
The most important part.
不是向我们彰显他的爱而已。
It's not just to manifest his love for us.
更不是一个伟大的英雄举动。
No, it's just not an action of a great hero.
乃是为着罪所献上的祭。
But it's a sacrifice offered up for sins.
为着我们的罪
For our sins
就说明了他的这个祭是赎罪祭
Offering up illustrates that this sacrifice is an atonement, atonement.
新约圣经告诉我们
The New Testament tells us
基督的死
The death of Christ
是为我们赎罪
Is to atone our sins
只有他的赎罪
Only his atonement of sins
才能够除去我们的罪
can remove our sins.
我们在读到后面第三章的时候就讲得更清楚
When we read on to chapter 3, then it becomes more clear.
在三章十三节那里就告诉我们基督为我们成了受了成为咒诅
In chapter 3, verse 13, that Jesus Christ has become a curse for us.
他在他全然圣洁的生命中
In his totally pure life
他承担了我们的罪的刑罚
He's taken on the penalty of our sins
马丁路德
Martin Luther
当他在读这段圣经的时候
When he was reading this part of the Bible
他觉得他好像听到打雷的声音一样
He felt like he heard the sound of thunder
他突然明白
He suddenly understood.
我们任何一个人
And any one of us.
我们的罪能够被除去
That our sins is able to be removed.
神能够接纳我们
That God is able to accept us.
这件事情是太伟大
This matter, this issue itself is too great.
只有神可以做
Only God can do that.
只有借着基督可以做
Only through Christ can this be done.
我们所做的一切
All the things that we do
在这个面前
In front of this
都变得无足轻重
It's become so insignificant
这是为什么
This is why
人不能够在基督的救恩之外再加任何一点的功劳
Men are not able to add any more merit on top of this
我们能够到父的面前
That we're able to come before the Father
独独靠耶稣基督赎罪的恩典
Simply rely on the salvation grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
不但如此
Not only that
基督为我们死
Christ died for us
不只是要赎我们的罪
Not only want to redeem us from our sins
并且要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代
And also want to help us to remove us from the present age present age evil
神在他儿子耶稣基督的身上
God in his son Christ Jesus
所要成就的工作
the work that he wants to accomplish
你可以说是一个拯救的工作
you can say it's a salvation work
把我们从这个罪恶的世代中拯救出来
rescue us from this present evil age
如果没有基督
Oh, without Christ,
没有一个人
there's not one person
能够脱离这个罪恶的时代
can be removed from this present evil age.
因为这个世代的罪恶
because the sins and evil of this world
是非常的可怕
is very horrible.
是非常的有能力
is very powerful.
世代
this generation, this age.
在新约圣经中
In the New Testament
有两个世代
There are two ages
一个叫做现今的世代
It's called the present day age.
或者是叫做旧的世代。
Or maybe it's called the old age, old generation.
或者叫做罪恶的世代。
Or it's called the evil, sinful age.
还有另外一个世代。
There is another age.
叫做要来的世代。
That is called the coming age.
要来的世代。
An age that is coming.
基督徒呢？
Christians.
我们今天活在哪里？
Today, where are we living?
我们今天活在现今的时代。
Today we live in the present day age.
我们同时又活在要来的时代。
We at the same time we also in living in the age that is coming.
神让他的儿子为我们死在十字架上。
God allows His Son to die for us on the cross.
是让我们从现今的世代的捆绑中得着释放。
Is to release us from the bondage of the present day age.
并且把我们放进那一个要来荣耀的世代里。
Also is to place us in the age that is glorious that will be coming.
那我们什么时候可以完全进入那要来的世代呢？
When is it then we can totally enter into the age that is coming?
那是在基督回来的时候。
That is on the returning of Christ.
到那个时候。
At that time,
罪恶要彻底的消失
Sins will totally disappear.
我们就完全的得着释放与自由
Then we are totally released and be free.
基督的死
Christ's death.
第三方面
in the third direction.
是照着父神的旨意
It's according to the will of God the Father.
不是人的办法
It's not through man's methods.
不是因为罗马政府的邪恶
It's not because of the evilness of the government of Rome.
不是犹太官长的嫉妒。
It's not through the jealousy of the Jewish authorities.
不是因为犹大太笨。
It's not because Judah was too clumsy.
居然会卖他的主。
That he would actually betray his Lord.
耶稣基督会死在十字架上。
That Jesus Christ would die on the cross.
真正的理由。
The true, real reason.
是基督。
Is Christ.
他甘心乐意的
that he willingly
他照着父神的旨意
according to the will of God the Father
成就这一件伟大的事情
accomplish this great fact
我们要记住
we must remember
我们得到的福音
the gospel that we have received
跟世界上所有的宗教
comparing to all the religions in the world
有天地之别
The difference is like heaven and earth.
世界上所有的假宗教
All the false religions in the world.
重要的是你做什么
The important thing is what do you do, what you do.
我们的信仰
But our faith
最重要的
The most important part
是神为我们做了什么
Is what God has done for us.
神为我们做了这一切
And God has done all these for us.
我们才能够得到一个新的生命
is then why we are able to receive a new life.
而那个新的生命
and that new life
才会带领我们去做讨神喜悦的事情
will then lead us to do things that's pleasing to God.
我们不需要做任何的事讨神喜悦
we don't need to do anything to please God.
是我们被神接纳蒙神喜悦以后
is after we're accepted by God and be pleasing to Him.
我们愿意做讨他喜欢的事情。
We're willing to do things that are pleasing to him.
这是保罗所传的福音。
And this is the gospel that Paul was teaching.
一切都是神的旨意。
Everything is the will of God.
一切都是神自己成就的。
Everything is accomplished by God himself.
所成就的一切没有一点是我们可以有贡献的。
Everything that has been accomplished is not contributed by us a little bit.
一个认识神的老仆人
An old servant who is serving God, who knows God.
他曾经这样说过
He once said this.
在救恩的事上
In the issue of salvation.
我唯一有贡献的
The only contribution that I have.
就是我那一些所有的罪恶
Is that all the sins that I have.
但愿神借着保罗对着加拉太教会的提醒
May the reminder that Paul has made to the churches of Galatia
也 成为我们再一次温习的功课。
May become a lesson that we can review.
让我们清楚地知道。
That we may clearly know.
我们的信仰是什么。
What our faith is depending on.
我们的救恩是什么。
What is our salvation?
免得我们落入到人的教导里面。
So that we will not fall into the teaching of men.
当保罗想到神为我们做的这一切伟大的事情的时候
When Paul think about all these great things that God has done for us
很自然的在第五节
Very naturally in verse 5
保罗会说
Paul would say
但愿荣耀归于神直到永永远远 Amen
To whom be glory forever and ever Amen
保罗的赞美
Paul's praises
是不需要勉强的
It does not need to be forced into it.
他里面看到神这么好。
When inside him he sees that God is so beautiful.
看到神这么伟大。
God is so great.
他不赞，没有办法不赞美神。
He can't help but praise God.
我们每一次来擘饼聚会。
Every time we come to the gathering of the bread and the cup.
如果圣灵让你里面看到。
If the Holy Spirit enables you inside to see.
你怎么能够不赞美他？
How can you help but to praise him?
你怎么能够不感谢他?
How can you help but to thank him?
但愿神恩待我们。
May God be gracious to us.
我们以后每一次擘饼。
Every time of our breaking of bread and cup.
我们不需要很长的祷告。
We don't need to have a long prayer.
保罗只有一句话赞美神。
Paul has only one sentence to praise God.
我们希望我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
We hope that each and every brothers and sisters
要争先恐后
that will struggle or fight to
把我们的赞美和感谢献给神
to give our praises and thanks to God.
圣经里面清楚地教导我们
The Bible clearly teaches us
来敬拜神的时候
when you come to worship God
你不可以空手来的
you cannot come empty-handed.
你现在来敬拜神
Now you come to worship God.
你拿什么奉献给神
What are you having to offer up to God?
有些人说哎呦我有摆一点在奉献箱里
Some people say I did put a bit of offering in the box.
那很好
That's good.
我们要为你感谢神
We want to thank God for you.
因为你会得到神给你的平安喜乐祝福
Because you will receive the peace and joy from God.
但那个不是最重要的
But that's not the most important.
圣经里面告诉我们新约的百姓
The Bible tells us the New Testament people
来到神的面前
When they come in front of God
我们要献上嘴唇的果子
We need to offer up the fruits of our lips
你不要来敬拜神
You don't come and worship God
却不献祭
But don't offer up your sacrifice
白来了
You could come in vain
你吃大亏了
And you really have fallen short
假师父
The false teachers
他们做任何的事情
Anything that they do
都不是为着神的荣耀
is not for the glory of God
是为了他们自己的荣耀
is only for the glory of for themselves
假师父
the false teachers
不会有兴趣啊拼命的传福音带人信主
they will not be interested in doing the utmost to teach the gospel and lead people
假师父最努力做的事
the false teachers what they want to do most
是把别的教会的人骗到他的教会去
is to deceive the other people and trick them into coming to their church
因为把更多的人骗到他那里去
because when they trick other people, more people to come to their church
他们就可以有更多自己的荣耀
then they can have more glories for themselves
你看保罗在这里
And when you see Paul here,
他所关心的
what he cares about
是神做了什么
is what God has done.
他所关心的
what he cares about
是只有神得着一切的荣耀
is that only when God receives all kinds of glories.
当你我有机会
and when you and I have the opportunities
来侍奉神
to serve God
来跟随神的时候
to follow God
我们千万要记得
we must remember
无论我们做了什么
Regardless of what we do
在神的面前
In front of God
我们永远是一个无用的仆人
We are always a useless servant
所有的荣耀
All the glories
都要归给那一位坐在宝座上的主
Must all be given to the Lord who is seated on the precious throne
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer
天父我们实在感谢你
Heavenly Father we truly thank you
因为你感动使徒保罗
Because you have moved the Apostle Paul
把这么宝贵的信息留给我们
To leave us this very precious message
但愿我们有耳可听的都听得见
May we who have ears will all hear it
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目愿神的话语祝福你的新生命